Cincinnati as daunting as they look as daunting on tape? As they
yeah, you know, they've been a really good defense for a lot of years. You know, obviously back in the day, they kind of were at the start of all the Double-A stuff when that came into the league. And, you know, have kind of had a bunch of good players, a bunch of veteran guys that have been there for a while. So they're a really good defense. Played a lot of football and played a lot together. You know, they do what they do extremely well. They're aware of, you know, I think kind of the weaknesses within the schemes of their defense and are, you know, trying to, anytime you try and attack them, I mean, they're aware of those and know, you know, that's what teams look for to beat them. So it's a tough challenge for sure.
Defense. Do they keep it simple? They just have good players.
Yeah, you know, I think they don't do a ton of crazy stuff. You know, they got some different packages here and there. They do, you know, a couple different things pressure wise and coverage wise. But you know, I think what's impressive or mostly impressive about them is, you know, they play their stuff and they play it extremely well. You know, they kind of line up and say, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to play it. Good luck trying to beat us. So they know the scheme really well and they got really good players playing. So it's tough to beat for sure.
With D.D. Westbrook practicing this week. You almost have to start over since he's been out so long.
Yeah, you know, he's been able to be here, be around the building, be in some meetings. So, you know, I think mentally, you know, he's been able to keep up, which is good. And I think physically, it's just going to have to be, you know, let's get as many throws as possible. Let's try and feel some things out here, some different things. You know, he does good. And let's try and work him in and find ways to get on the same page with him through reps or practice and then before and after as well.
What do you think he can bring you?
Yeah, I think the speed and what he can do with the ball in his hands after the catch is extremely impressive. You know, I think we got to see a little bit of that in the preseason, how explosive he was and the plays he was able to make. So I think, you know, that's kind of the exciting factor that he brings.
How much do you think, how confident you guys might be right now playing the way you did, 500 yards against Indy, and then you get Linder back, you get Fournette back, and you might add a weapon in DD?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's huge. And you know, we want to be able to come back and win at home. You know, we want to come do that, and you know, it helps getting those guys back, getting healthy, and you know, we talk about all the time. You know, making it consistent, stacking up one after another, and it starts with doing it once. So we've done that. You know, we had a bye week, and now we get a chance to continue what we're doing. So it's exciting to get all those guys back going into that.
Is there a different level you guys can hit?
I think so, definitely. You know, I think last week we got a little chance to see some of that. I think, you know, we felt as though we were kind of clicking, doing some good things. And I think, you know, kind of like we talked about, you know, getting those guys back healthy and continuing to do that, you know, I think will be huge. Getting Leonard back healthy, Leonard back playing, and then, you know, maybe Cam back as well, you know, I think will be really good.
Doug and Nate have mentioned a couple of times over the last month how you're doing a good job of getting out of a bad play at the line, even if it's a run to a run. Do you feel like you're you've made a lot of improvement in that area this year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think you know, even if you know, I get us in a bad play, usually Leonard or Chris do a good job of making it not look too bad. So, you know, I think that's a big part of playing quarterback. It's a big part of my role. You know, when you become a 21 team and you're a running football team, you know, as a quarterback, you got to kind of help out and protect, you know, from bad plays and doing stuff like that. So, you know, I take pride in trying to get us in the best run possible to give those guys the best chance to succeed.
Are Ivory and Leonard the reason why that's been such an easy transition for you?
I think so, definitely. You know, because there's never really such thing as a bad run with those guys. I mean, they're going to make somebody miss and get positive yards, worst case scenario. So, you know, obviously there's different plays you want to be in. You want to get to certain looks for certain things. But really, you give those guys the ball and kind of let them, you know, do what they do, and it's going to turn out okay.
You lost, or you touched on winning at home. Would you be surprised to change the routine, do something different this week?
You know, I don't know. We've talked about it, you know, some in the locker room and different things. You know, I think we just got to play better. You know, I don't think there's a rhyme or a reason or there's why, you know, we haven't played as good at home. I think it's just time we go out there and we play good at home. You know, I think that's something that it should be an advantage. You know, it should be something that when you play at home, you feel good. You should win majority of the games you play at home. And you know, I think that's a, you know, a thing we need to work on.
When you game plan for Buffalo last year, how big of an issue was Darius?
Yeah, big. You know, it was kind of him and Kyle Williams. They're two guys inside, both extremely good football players. Because I mean, that was a big part of our plan and trying to, you know, find different ways to help with those two guys inside. So you know, looking forward to definitely seeing some of that.
Where did you hear about that
in Jacksonville?
Sorry. Where did you hear about that trade Friday night? And
yeah, I guess Friday night. I don't know. Somebody told me. But, yeah, another extremely good defensive lineman in Jacksonville. Keep it coming.
What do you think of the teal jerseys?
I haven't seen them. Is it the same teal they wore a couple years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. You know. I don't care. It's better mustard. Than them ugly. Yeah, the mustard jerseys.
I didn't say it. You didn't say it.
Those jerseys are terrible.
No Scott Frost question?
Yeah, I was going to say off topic, but Scott Frost has seen the rebuilt UCF. Is it as important as you as an alum for him to stay a little while longer?
Yeah, I think so. I root for them. Obviously, he's got his own plan and his own agenda, and right now it's in Orlando and at UCF. I'm sure, you know, he's got aspirations to go coach at other places at a bigger school, contend for a national championship. So I know we're as happy as we can be to have him right now and hopefully for as long as he stays. And then after that, you know, wish him the best.
Best
team in Florida. Say it again, do I worry about what? No, you know, I don't think he can. I think everybody's kind of aware of, you know, some of the stuff that's happened in the past, whether you agree or disagree with, you know, what he does, that's, you know, the player he is. So I think as long as you're aware of it, you understand it, you play, you go through the play, you handle your assignment and get back to the huddle or get off the field, kind of play your game and stay disciplined, you know, I think mentally with some of that stuff.